Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three. We're in Dipper number two. I'm talking about safe streets. By the way, before I forget, I'll go ahead and tell you right now, we have confirmed that Secretary of State Wes Allen will be on the show with us tomorrow, talking about his concerns about the Biden administration trying to get illegals the opportunity to vote. So that's tomorrow at probably 3 o'clock. But let me just move on now. The Dipper I'm doing on safe streets. It's apparent that we have a problem when out of the top five, two of the cities come from Alabama. Oh, by the way, they come from the same county, Bessemer and Birmingham. Defund the police has been an issue. Soft on crime, Democrat liberal policies has been an issue. And then you look at some of the policies they put in place that just make it hard to do policing in general, kind of like rules of engagement on soldiers. You make it hard to police. Next thing you know, the streets are less safe. But then you also just have to be concerned about, all right, what do we do? Because it reflects on the whole state. All right, that's enough of me talking. Let me bring on somebody who's in the thick of this. So State Senator Will Barfoot hails from the Pike Road area down near Montgomery. He's got his degree from Auburn University at Montgomery, his law degree from Jones Law School. He's a practicing attorney down there in 2018. Right as I left, Will was elected to the Alabama Senate. He represents, I think it's District 25, Crenshaw, Elmore, Montgomery counties. He's currently, I believe, vice chair of Judiciary, which I used to be vice chair of Judiciary Committee. Let me welcome him on, State Senator Will Barfoot. How are you?
Ah, man, great. Glad to be with you. I appreciate the introduction.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you, and thanks for your service to the state. I know that, generally speaking, you're considered one of the more conservative members of the Senate Republican Caucus. You've got a bill right now. WSFA has got the story that I pulled. You're looking at you and Representative Reid Ingram floating a bill that would allow the attorney general or the governor or somebody at state level to sort of take over a local police force if they're not getting it done. Tell me about it.
Yeah, so it is a statewide bill. You're correct in that. And it would allow the attorney general or the governor in consultation with one another to assess whether or not municipality police force is performing like they should. And several of those criteria are, you know, whether or not the rate of employment or the participation at the law enforcement officers, if it drops below 30% or less of the average of law enforcement employed by that department for preceding 10 years, that's one of the factors. And so, consultation with the district attorney's office and in the county of which that municipality is, and certainly with the sheriff and with victims of crime. So discussion between the attorney general and the governor as to what's going on in a specific municipality and as to whether or not they believe that the citizens of that municipality are being well served, and if not, could appoint an acting interim police chief that would be answerable, that would have to answer to the appointing authority and not the mayor or the city council.
Wow. Okay. So, I mean, I know that, like, we already take over school systems where they have a failing level that needs to be addressed. We've done it for Montgomery. And so I can see some precedent on this to some degree. But then, you know, my anti-big government side of me gets concerned about removing local authority and sort of usurping local authority. And so how do you measure that against big government policymaking as opposed to limited government policymaking?
Yeah, no, fair assessment. You know, was President Reagan that said the nine scariest words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
Yeah.
And so, you know, while I certainly agree with that, there are times that local municipalities are not doing all that they can do to provide protection for their citizens. And I think that it's incumbent upon us to step in and address that. You know, Phil, you were in the Senate for a while, and you know that legislation that's filed rarely from the filing time and the language in there, it gets amended, it gets looked at, and, you know, make tweaks and changes. And I suspect, like any other piece of legislation, you know, there'll be an opportunity to tweak some of this. But certainly the crime around the state, specifically the lens I look through representing Crenshaw, Montgomery, and Elmore County and the municipality of Montgomery, an upsurge in crime, at least reported crime. I think it's become more of an issue here lately, especially when you've seen, you know, 12-year-old little girl that, you know, was shots fired in, at her house and died here not long ago. You had an innocent bystander driving down the Atlanta Highway, something that a place that generally people would consider relatively safe, and struck by a bullet, some gunfire. Been, I think, seven folks arrested here recently and is paralyzed for the rest of her life. And that certainly brought some of this to the forefront. You know, I will admit, readily admit, I don't have all the answers. I'm not in law enforcement. My daddy retired from Montgomery Police Department in 1981. I had an uncle, another uncle that was a policeman in Montgomery, and two uncles that were troopers. You know, I haven't worn the badge, but the part of the problem, and this is nationwide, this is not just Alabama, it's not just Montgomery, but we don't respect law enforcement anymore. And, that's unfortunate. And whenever if you're a law enforcement officer and you get up every day and you realize that you have, you might not come home that day.
Yeah.
And that's a big deficit, and that's always been there. But when you couple that with, not only may I not come home, but number two, I may not have the support of, and I'm talking broadly, leadership. Number three, I might get sued. Or number four, I might get prosecuted for doing my job. And combined with social media and the news that makes law enforcement officers the villain all the time. I don't know why anybody would want to be in law enforcement. I mean, I credit them, I thank them, and they're, you know, do a great service for us. But that'd be a difficult decision to make, and I would hope my children wouldn't be in that position. So
let me ask you this, and yeah, this show is real big on honoring the men and women in blue. So you've got some requirements that have to be met. I heard you say it right now, as proposed, the legislation would say if the police force is down by 30%, in other words, they're operating at a low manning level. I assume there would have to be criminal statistics, you know, somewhere in the region or area. All that to say, are you going to bring in troops, so to speak? Are you going to bring in National Guard? Are you going to bring in state troopers who are already undermanned to plus up the force? Or are you just going to change out the leadership if your bill passes?
Well, I think you change out the leadership. That's number one. And I give probably a poor analogy, but you know, you could have George Patton, General Patton, as the police chief of whatever municipality it is. But if he's handcuffed from leadership above him and is told that he can't do certain things, that he can't utilize his knowledge and experience to deal with the crime, it's probably not going to be successful. So this would decouple that police chief, whoever it may be, and whatever municipality it may come from, and have them answerable to someone who is in the executive branch, either the governor or the attorney general, to where they could, again, without trampling on the Constitution. Let's be clear about that, because we're, you know, big defender of the Constitution and the rights people have. But to go out and do their job and being able to instill confidence in those men and women that are under that particular chief, and I think this didn't get this way overnight, and so yeah, it will take a while. You put somebody in charge who knows what they're doing, who has the ability to combat crime and the willingness, they're willing to combat the crime, and you build respect for that office again. You build respect for law enforcement in that community, and those law enforcement officers, I think, will stay and will slowly start to come back. And that's how you build that force up.
Okay, so last, you know, couple of minutes here we have together, let me ask you this. In your proposed legislation, let's say, and God forbid, I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, maybe not in our lifetime, but let's say that the legislature is, or that matter, state government, is taken over by more liberal interests, as opposed to the Republican supermajority we have right now. Let's say that we have a day in the future when Democrats have it controlled again. Do you see this being used against more conservative law enforcement, like going in and removing someone because they can? And because they've been too hard on crime?
Well, I you know, listen, you know, there's always a flip side of every coin. You're correct about that. But, you know, one of the factors to be considered in that appointment of a interim police chief would be that the number of officers of that department declined by 30% or more. And so, you know, I don't think, you know, you take some areas of the state, for instance, Elmore County, which I'm pleased to be able to represent, the sheriff's office up there and the municipalities up there do a great job. And, you know, listen, the police officers that are in Montgomery are still a part of the force here. They're trying the best that they can. They've just got their hands tied. So the answer to your question is, while anything is possible, and yes, that's always a possibility, I think that you won't, in those areas that you allow law enforcement officers to do what they're supposed to do, what they're trained to do, I don't think there's a reduction in those forces typically, and so therefore this law wouldn't come into play.
Okay. Then last question with about a minute. We've got a police chief then that gets sort of relieved. Is he or she actually vacating the position? Are they fired, or are they just set aside and put on some type of, you know, unpaid leave or paid leave for that matter, while the state appointee takes over?
Great question. It's not specifically addressed in the bill, but you know, police chiefs are political appointments, at least in Montgomery, and I suspect them, you know, throughout the state, that those are appointees of the mayor, and so it would be up to the mayor in that municipality as to whether or not they retained that former police chief on the staff or whether they allowed him to or her to go somewhere else.
Wow. All right. Well, more to come. You think you and Representative Ingram, who I think has a background in law enforcement, are going to bring this in the next session?
Yep. We've already pre-filed it. Representative Ingram has, and so have I. And as I said, we are going to have continued conversations with those men and women in law enforcement who have the experience that that have combated crime before. And we're going to continue to listen to them. And this piece of legislation will be shaped appropriately as we go through the process.
All right. Well, hey, State Senator Will Barfoot, appreciate you making some time. This is going to be interesting. I look forward to seeing how it plays out. Keep us posted, all right?
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. That's interesting, man. That's very interesting. Yeah, these resources are out there. If you want to see the story from WSFA about that bill, it's up on the resources tab on the rightsideradio.org website. All right, take us to a break, Big Rig. We'll do that right now. We'll come on back. I think it's about time to kick in some adventures in Woke World. Oh, y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.